Yeah, it's if you don't know where to find the things that you'll need to create something or to do the task, then we avoid it. So,
Totally.
it's I was just reading an email by this guy, Chris Guillebeau, and he's got this new sequence that he's writing all about mental health this year.
Welcome to Systemize Your Life. This is your go-to podcast for work-from-home moms who are desperate to reclaim control, find order, and escape the never-ending cycle of overwhelm. Hi, I'm your host, Chelsea Joe. I've dedicated this show to modern women just like you who are eager to give their very best to their home, family, and work, all without losing themselves in the process. Get ready to discover the systems you need to craft powerful relationships, get organized, keep up on that housework, manage your time like a boss, love those babies well, and maybe even sneak in a date night or two. If you are tired of hopelessly watching life pass you by, then it's time to grab your ticket off that hot mess express and join me in life where systems do all the heavy lifting. This is where you transform your chaos into confidence and take your life from overwhelmed to organized. What do you say, friends? Let's do this. Before we jump into an incredible interview with me and our very special guest, Sean, I want to tell you that it is very rare that I bring another organizational professional here on the podcast. And here's why. I never want to influence you or help you in any way, shape, or form to add to the overwhelm or the chaos or the decision fatigue. But here's the thing. It is very rare for me to talk about digital organization in our homes. I am not going to go into this now because I talk about it in the interview, but I do want to make sure that you understand how unbelievable this episode really is. I sat down and had a conversation with Sean Lemon, who is the CEO of The Digital Organizer, and him and his partners have created this incredibly forward-thinking company where they make it extremely easy for you to use digital organization systems and make sure that they're really effective. And when I was talking to him, we aligned on so many things. It is their mission, just like it is mine, to empower people with the tools that they need to supercharge their productivity so they can get more of the right things done. And I love that so much. I want all of us to know exactly what to focus on. So this is such a great episode if you own a computer and you have digital files, which means you. One little note about Sean that I really loved is he used to be a creative at Apple. And that's kind of, in a nutshell, what started this whole journey for him is helping people to be able to keep their digital life organized and keep up with all the things that are digital and the technology and how fast-paced everything. And I am so obsessed. I asked a lot of questions for myself because here in my family, we haven't quite switched over everything fully digital, but well, we have now since I recorded this episode. We are fully up and running and we are digital and we are organized and I did everything that he said. He has an incredible resource for you. It's like literally he built it just for you, this entire audience just for us on how to get started because it can be overwhelming. And no matter if you've been doing this for a long time or just a little bit, and you don't even know where to begin because it's so much that needs to be organized, he's got help and resources for you in that department, how to do this on your own, how to even get started. Like, it is so incredible. I'm done talking because I want you to dive into this episode. So what do you say? Let's jump into the interview with me and Sean.
Okay, ladies, as you know, it is very few and far between that we have the presence of a man here on the podcast, but today you are in luck because I have Sean here from The Digital Organizer. And can I just tell you that we're going to geek out on all things systems, but in a way that we've never done it before. Sean is bringing a system to this podcast that we have never talked about and that I likely wouldn't talk about because his system has to do with digital organization and I need it in my life. And so we're going to have a full conversation. He's got incredible stuff prepared for you on what digital organization in your home can, should, probably should look like, best practices. Sean, welcome to the show. I want you to tell us a little bit about you and what do you juggle on a regular basis?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. It's exciting to be on a podcast. I know I'm a man, but I appreciate you having me on, and I'm sure we'll have a great time.
Yeah, it's gonna
so,
be great.
Yeah, I live in Franklin, Tennessee. I've got a 2-year-old. His name is Nico, and we're all about digital organization and knowing what's important and where to find it. And the thing that we're juggling most is a schedule with a 2-year-old that constantly changes and trying to figure out the priorities of who's doing what and someone needs a break, but we're both tired and all of those sorts of things. So that's probably the main struggle.
I love it, which is my wheelhouse. You know, that's so my wheelhouse. But what is not my wheelhouse? I'm so excited for this conversation because I have not even stepped into this world. Like we have some of what I know we're going to talk about today, but we really don't have this going on in our life. And I want to talk about why. I want to talk about it. So everything that I put forward in my home management system that I teach and that I preach is a lot of it. It's a hybrid, it's paper planner, Google Calendar, but I don't get into the weeds of everything that you do. So what do you do? What is this digital world that you look, we all live in it. Emails, all the emails. That's where my brain immediately goes. But then there's so much more to it than that. So tell us a little bit about this digital life that you live and lead people through. And then we'll kind of get into the weeds of what you suggest on how to organize it.
Yeah. So we specialize in 4 primary areas: email, like you said, files, passwords, and project management. And if you do those things really well, you don't need all of these fancy tools unless you really want to specialize and do something special. But for the majority of us, if we get those things really dialed in and figure out our system for it, then that really simplifies things. And we stop having to look all over the place and trying to introduce new tools to fix problems for us because we know where things go. And that's what organization is all about, is creating a space to put something and knowing where it goes and where you can find it. So at the core of it, files sits at that base level. Because we have communication coming at us from email, from texts, from Slack, from a lot of different places that we can get communication. But a lot of times we have assets that were sent. And so those might be tax documents or a guide or something along those lines. And we need to know where to put them. And if we are trying to organize in multiple locations, if I'm trying to organize all of my email in email and, you know, having multiple email accounts with organization systems in each one of them, and then we repeat that process for all of the tools that we're using, you just get, you lose track of it. Like
it's
you can't
chaos.
Organize all those places and then, and, you know, do them well. So my job is to simplify the process and to take our clients through a process of creating a place, a home base for your files, and then teaching people best practices and workflows for email, managing your passwords, and project management, so that everything is much easier and you may be hit up from a lot of different places, but when you get this stuff, you know where it goes. And then you can have minimal organization in the other places to just navigate that platform and really be focused. So it's all about simplification and taking people through a step-by-step process.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just sat there and I listened to all 4 of those and I was like, it's pretty valid. We just started in our life, like the whole password thing, that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Which I think I live very simply and I try and keep it that way. So it's never been a lot to manage. And then files. Okay. One random question. Like, how much of this are you talking about digitally where things are already digital? Are you taking your entire life that's not digital and making it digital and putting everything in that ecosystem online for you? And what are you suggesting? You and like, it's a shared thing for your whole family, or is this just for you personally?
It's for me personally. It's for me. It's in a family, and it's also for my business. Mm-hmm. And I do digitize the paper that's coming in that I need to save. And then if it's really critical, or it just makes me feel more comfortable to have a hard copy of it, then I keep those tax documents. I get a 1098 from my mortgage company. That comes in the mail. It's delivered to me digitally. If I didn't have it digitally, I would scan it. And so any paper docs that are sent to me, someone mails me a 1099, then I take a picture of it and I save it directly into the 2024 taxes folder. And I have a specific naming convention for it. And then I stick that in a folder just because it makes me feel safe having that piece of paper, that one piece of paper.
Yeah.
But the majority of them, I toss once mm-hmm. I digitize, like all my car records. It's always impressive to people when I sell a car and I have all of the paperwork. I love having that. It's like, when did I last change my oil? Well, it was at this mileage because I can just look it up on my phone real quick.
Oh my gosh. I cannot. This is the best conversation in the whole world. I love so much that like you can tell that this is something that you're so passionate about. Just, it was just one of those, shall we say, quirky things about your personality that like this was important to you and you figured out like a banging system for it and you're super organized with it. And now this is what you do for other people. And this is the one, which I'm so obsessed with because there's no, like, that's what I do with mm-hmm. other things, but this is the one space where I can guarantee so many people are inefficient in this. So many people are a mess in this. If you look at everything in our life, not in my business, I've got this dialed in my business, but in my home, in my personal life, no, we don't have mm-hmm. this system in place. The nuts and the bolts are there. But look, I'm super systematic and I'm very organized. So I know how to run with that.
Yeah.
What about the people that don't, where they're just lost? They're like, what do you mean? Like, what do I don't even know where to begin. Like, what does this look like?
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it, but I've also got a guide that I made for you specifically for this episode, since I knew we'd be talking about this sort of thing. It's in the show notes, but I'm going to give you a step-by-step process. But the outline of it is we need to figure out what's going to be our central place to store things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to be able to share this with my wife, Madeline. And so we both have Google accounts. And so that's the platform that I chose to store all this stuff in, was Google. It first started just as a folder on my computer, and iCloud backed that up once iCloud started doing that. But but I like Google a little bit better. And so I moved all of those files just into my Google Drive. And then I share that folder with Madeline. And so we're both looking at the same set of files.
Yeah.
And so from there, we can create some subfolders, and we just need to think about what are the main things that are important in our lives, like important documents for marriage certificates, driver's license, birth certificates, passports, voided check images, when you have mm-hmm. to upload that to the random person who needs it for, you know, direct debit from your preschool or whatever it is. You can have all that stuff in your important docs folder.
Oh my gosh.
And you can have a financial folder, and inside of that's maybe your budget, your car records, your credit reports, investments, real estates, you know, stuff like that, receipts, health and fitness. So you just kind of pick the topics of things that are important to you that you want to save, and then you can create some subfolders and just name the documents in a logical way, often with the date, if it's date sensitive first, maybe a category, and then just a nice description so that you can identify what the file is without having to open it.
Oh my gosh. This whole naming convention thing is, I feel like I could go run multiple miles right now because this stuff just, I'm like, yes, we're doing this tonight. We're going to sit down. We're doing it tonight. I'm sharing it. We're sharing it. We're doing it. Like, we're going to do this, you know, because I can see how you know, it's one of those things where what I'm dealing with, and everyone that's listening to this podcast, what we deal with, and even you, you know, now that you have a family and you see like stuff comes at you a million miles a minute that you never even expected. It's like, oh my gosh, why are we dealing with that right now? I thought we were supposed to be doing X, Y, Z, you know, is anything that you can reduce the ability, like when you're able to reduce the amount of curveballs that are thrown at you simply by organization and preparedness, right? And then you put a system in place to repeat that organization and preparedness. It's fine to get organized, but we need a system to continue this over and over and over again. And communication is a huge part of that. Getting organized is the first part of that, right? We got to know what the heck are we dealing with. But when I look at all the things that are possibly keeping me from being highly effective and highly efficient and being able to produce what I want to produce in a day for my kids, for myself, for my husband, for my company, this is one of the things. It's just like you said, it's a huge part of it.
Yeah. It's if you don't know where to find the things that you'll need to create something or to do the task, then we avoid it. So, you know, I was just reading an email by this guy. It's Chris Guillebeau. And he's got this new sequence that he's writing all about mental health this year. And he's talking about, you know, avoiding demands. So it's like, I forget. It's like PDA, something like that. But it's trying to avoid demands in our lives, especially anything to do with bureaucracy or things with a lot of steps, because there's just like a lot of things to do regarding it. So I know exactly where the Social Security cards are, the birth certificates and all that stuff. So if I have to go to the county clerks or the DMV to get something done, like I just go right in the closet and I can grab that, because it's right there. And then my digital system kind of matches that with all of those important records. It's actually labeled important docs in the file, the physical file in my cabinet. And then that's what it's named to my digital system too. So it just makes getting the job done so much faster. And then we can really, I guess more appropriately, block off the amount of time it's going to take to get something done. And then it's not like, oh, everything always takes longer than I think. And
then
of course, that still happens to a lot of us who are just overambitious, but at least it's not finding things that's the problem. It's just, oh, it's going to take me longer to edit this. And that just smooths things out. And when you're working with a team, that's a huge bottleneck.
Bottleneck.
Yeah.
And even within your family too. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things to even think about before we even get to that point of like, oh, I know where to find it. Even like the precursor to that is the immediate reception of a thing from the paperwork that the kids bring home from school and the amount of pictures. You guys are going to have that digitized as soon as, you know, I mean, the amount of stick figure people with straight and curly hair that comes home on a regular basis is crazy. Yeah. And so all of the things that come to us either in email or regular mail or through whatever communication channels people are trying to give us information, if we don't know what we're going to go do with it, because we've never established this, it's not organized, it piles up either in our head or it piles up in our home. And those are the kinds of things that derail us even more and prevent us from getting any of the work done that we want to get done. And then we create this cycle of negativity in our health, in our head, which affects our mental health big time. Not only our productivity, but it really starts to degrade what we think about ourselves, our potential of our family, our potential of our marriage, our potential of our kids, our potential in everything. We start to think less and less and less and less of it. And organization will change that hands down. So this is so amazing. And it's super cool to be talking about this. I know for me, and probably one of the biggest questions that other people are going to have is, what do you think is the biggest obstacle, the biggest hurdle to getting this implemented? What's the hardest part of this?
I think it's overcoming the feeling of this is too big. And that I don't know where to start. And hopefully, I know this guide will help you if you actually do it.
I just pulled it up. I'm going to talk about it in a second. It's so good.
But I want you to think about the origin of why we have these piles, whether they're digital or they're in our house, is we just don't have a place for them. And so that's like when we notice that things are piling up on the countertop or in a specific place or whatever, then it's, well, why is this here? Do I have a place for it? And that's, if you can just start asking yourself that question when you encounter, you know, something disorganized, then that is an actionable thought instead of one that kind of drags you down, which is like, why do I keep putting this here? That's the wrong question. It's, where is a place? Do I have a place for this? No. Where could there be a place for this?
Yeah.
And you can start thinking creatively, and maybe it's under something else, you know, and it's that sort of thing of, and why do I have it in the first place? Because we often need to throw stuff out too.
Yes!
We don't need to keep everything. We can take a picture of it, save it in the right place if we know how to do it, and then toss the paper.
Yeah. So you guys have to go down into the show notes and then grab this guide, which what is the link to it? Just so we can say it, digitalorganizer.com/Chelsea.
Yeah, the digitalorganizer.com/Chelsea Joe.
Okay, perfect. Yep. All right. So also it's linked down below, but I have it opened and it's so great. Like, I'm going to go through all of it myself in my own personal time, but it's cool because you talk about what to archive, what to delete, some of the steps, things that you probably don't need. These are really great things because my husband and I talk about it all the time. Like, I'm the one that I'm like, I don't need to open that mail because they've probably sent me an email. And he's like, you should probably open that. I'm like, I probably shouldn't. I probably don't want to. I probably don't even care. And I think part of this process, well, I don't think, I know, is when you go through this and you establish this, you're going to get answers to these questions. You're going to come together and just make an agreement. Like, this is what we keep. This is what we don't keep. This is what we should archive and hold on to. Do we want paper copies? Do we not? Having that question answered for yourself is such a game changer. It really, truly is.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives a feeling of safety, especially when, well, as a parent or just living life in general, especially we're coming up on an election. I mean, there's just so much that can make us feel out of control with the speed of things. And taking that time to just invest in your own mental sanity, like just getting things in order, is huge. It's actually cool how many times we get people coming back to us and sending us an email afterwards talking about all of the other things in their life that they got control of and got on top of after starting the process with us. And then it just created this cascade effect of wanting to create order in their lives. And it just is so special because it's like a lot of times, well, actually, no, motivation is a myth. We're motivated by results.
Yeah.
So if you're not getting results, then you're not going to get motivated. And occasionally we might get a burst of inspiration. But if you just go in and get some results and see the transformation, then that creates motivation to keep 100%. Going and doing it in other things. And so sometimes it just takes taking that leap from, I don't know how to do this, I feel intimidated, I'm going to do it anyway and give it a shot. And then you start seeing progress and it makes a difference.
Yeah, I know that feeling on the other side of it. And I was going to say that earlier in this interview, like, that's why I'm so excited about this, because I know what comes on the other side of doing that work. And
that's what started this business for you.
100%. Yeah. And like, you know, just sitting there one day years ago with a baby, a 6-year-old, a husband that had his own business, and a firefighter, working crazy schedule. I had a business. I was a sign language interpreter by profession for 17 years before I did this. And all I wanted to do was be home with my kids. And like, it was crazy. We had just gotten married. I was a single mom before that. I was trying to cook Pinterest worthy meals every night of my life. I couldn't keep up with laundry. I was like ready to lose my mind. And so I had to let go of a lot of things and I had to get super organized. And so, yeah, through that process, I was like, oh, this feels amazing. And for some reason, I don't know why, and it doesn't matter. All I know is that this is what we're doing moving forward. And we've kind of dabbled in this a few times, my husband and I. I'm a super big stickler about it in my business because everything's already digital. And so, you know, that's where we live and that's super organized. But I know I was sitting there the other day and we're registering our kiddos for school, and one of them is a new school, and they asked for a kajillion different documents. And I'm like, and I put it off and I put it off and I put it off. And like right there, this whole conversation, I'm like, problem solved. I don't have to do that in my life anymore. I know that that doesn't have to be a problem anymore.
Yeah.
This is the solution. So it's easy for me to say, yeah, I know what that motivation feels like now. And I have the internal motivation because I've done it so many times. But for those of you that are listening that haven't gotten to that place yet, go download the guide. Make sure that you just take small steps forward. It could be something super simple. And what would you advise if there's just one small thing that they do, if they can't get to files and emails and passwords and projects and they don't want to take on the whole thing, what would be the first thing that you would tell them to focus on?
I'd focus on purging.
Oh, great. I love that.
Purging is so cathartic. It feels so good. And
okay, what's your way of doing it? Let's talk about emails. What is your way of purging emails? 10,000, 23,000 unread emails.
Yes.
I don't have that, but somebody listening does.
Well, hopefully you have Gmail. So if you got Gmail, you go to gmail.com. You cannot do this. I don't care if you're on Gmail or Outlook or whatever. Like if, especially if you're using a Mac and you're using Apple Mail, you can't use an app to archive thousands of messages, and definitely not tens of thousands. It's actually sketchy even trying to do it with hundreds of messages at a time. The app doesn't keep track of selecting that many messages at once. So I worked at the Apple Store for 7 years. That's how I started this business. And I'd have people come in tears that they have spent days cleaning out their mail, using Apple Mail, deleting all this stuff, trying to go through the whole process. And then it all came back. It's just hours and hours and hours wasted. They finally decided to do it. And then they come in tears. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. You have to do this from the server. The app just can't handle it. So when we're handling tons of messages, we need to go to the website, outlook.com, gmail.com, icloud.com, and delete from there. And so what I want to do is I want to set aside the last 30 days, give or take, you decide, of email that you actually want to process. What's your cutoff date? And please don't be ambitious on this, like with good intentions of, oh, but I'm really going to go through it. No, you're not. You got 30,000 unread emails for a reason. You got so many more important things to do than to process old email. Let's archive past a certain point. So 31 days and older, whatever it is, that's what you need to pick. So with Gmail, you can use a search bar and you can say older than colon 30D. And it's going to show you all the emails that are older than 30 days. Then you can click that little checkbox up at the top to select all the messages on that page. And then there's a little button that says select all messages that match the search. And you click on that, and that selects everything that's older than 30 days, even if it's 100,000 emails. And then you hit the archive button. You don't have to delete. You can archive it. Get it out of your inbox. Then go back and look at the last 30 days of email. And we're doing a delete pass. I don't want you opening any emails. We're deleting stuff. Just delete, 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 delete. Once you've deleted everything that you don't need, what do you want to keep? But you don't, but it's already done. Archive, 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 archive. And so then you can get rid of all of that stuff. And then what's left are emails that you actually need to deal with. And so from there, you can actually start opening things up. And remember, you're not opening up anything until you've hit step three. and so step three is you can start looking at emails to see if something needs to be dealt with. Archive it if it's done, or leave it there and move on to the next email of what you actually need to take care of. And then you're left with actionable items. And so set yourself some time aside to actually do that. Or you can create a new label or folder called stuff to deal with and move all of that stuff in there. So then you've got a clear inbox. From this point forward, when you get an email that comes in that's a subscription that you don't want, you unsubscribe. And when you unsubscribe, you go to that page and make sure you're unsubscribing from everything, because you buy one thing from Under Armour and you're going to get added to 30 lists. So it is important to check that page. You're cracking up laughing for everyone's listening.
I love it. It's so
you get added to so many lists.
You
gotta get off of them.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's so real. And every single step, the whole thing, solid advice. So great.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I hope everyone just takes that and goes and downloads the guide. And I just felt like hundreds of pounds of mental pressure relieved for every person listening.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sean, obviously they know where to go get the guide. Is there anywhere else that you would love for our listeners to come and connect with you?
Yeah, we're on all the social channels. I mean, it's we're probably most active on LinkedIn, but we still have great tips and tricks and stuff from Instagram and the rest. And the handle is always at the Digital Organizer. I've got a lot of old stuff, old content that's not as refined as what I do today on Facebook. And I've got the whole video section. I did like a year worth of Facebook Lives where I show the process of cleaning up all of your files. So it gives you a visual of that. I talk about photos in there and different email apps. There's a ton of like great archival material there. And then if you want to talk with us, we've got a link at the end of that guide, or you can just go to thedigitalorganizer.com, reach out, and we can help you through stuff, whether it's you just need a quick consult or you want us to take you through a process to get your home organized or your business. We can help you with that too.
Yeah, so great. Thank you so much, Sean, for being here, and I'm really excited that everybody is going to have the chance to connect and learn more about digital organization from you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be on your show.
Before we wrap up today's episode, I want to extend a sincere invitation to you, an incredible wife, mom, and woman who has serious dreams of making change, to really take what you learned today and implement even just a small part of it in your life. When you make changes, it inspires everyone around you. If today's episode resonated with you, I'm certain it will resonate with others too. So head over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. Your review will help more women discover our podcast and join our supportive community. But your impact doesn't stop there. You hold the power to motivate and equip the women closest to you in your life with a simple, "Hey girl, let's do this together." Text this episode to your best friend or maybe even your mama. Whoever it is in your life that's knee-deep in the same kind of chaos you're in, they need to know about this system too. And if you're feeling fancy, you can even take a screenshot of this episode, tag me, and post it to your stories. Because together, we can create a trail of wisdom for all the incredible women around us, reshaping how we not only care for ourselves, but each other. I can't wait to connect with you on Instagram until we meet back here again real soon for the next episode on the Systemize Your Life podcast.